Welcome to The Business of You, the show that empowers you to put yourself out there and build your personal brand. I'm your host, Michelle Griffin, helping you each week with expert tips, inspiring stories, and personalized coaching so you can master your reputation and build your future, showing up as the brand and business of you. I'm excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's show. Welcome to another episode of The Business of You. And guys, I am really excited. And I know I'm excited every time, but this is really an important one because not only are we talking about a topic that I have roots in, but we've never discussed this topic yet. And this is a huge topic that subject matter experts, consultants, coaches need this. And it gets you kind of off the social media wheel and helps you break through the noise and get your voice and message out there. And here's the thing, it's talking about publicity and visibility. Today, I'm super excited to introduce my guest, online visibility and PR strategist, Lisa Simone Richards. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me. I know this is going to be a super fun conversation. We had to interrupt ourselves and start recording. So it'll be fun to let everyone else be a fly on the wall today.
Absolutely. We chatted for 10 or 15 minutes and I'm like, oh, we got to start a show because this is how I want all my shows to just be like two amazing people having a conversation, sharing what they know and helping our amazing listeners and friends out there. So let's get started. Why are we here? First of all, hats off that she, Lisa, sent the most amazing pitch ever. Yes, I told her it would earn a gold medal in the Olympics. Hands down, because I know that's what she's an expert at what she does. Of course, I checked her out, listened to her stuff, and she is so exciting and talented and is here to share so much. We are so in for a treat. So Lisa, where do we start? Your audience is what mine are. Coaches, consultants, subject matter experts. There's a hamster wheel in it, frustrated. Where do we start?
So really great question. Where I would begin is really getting clear on the difference between content and visibility. Because I think once a lot of online service-based business owners make that distinction, all of a sudden a light bulb goes off and the strategy changes. So what I'm seeing so frequently is people are really heavily focused on content. They're creating stories on Instagram. They're doing TikTok. They're doing the reels, going live in their Facebook group. And it is so incredible that we have access to social media. Like when I think about getting started in PR 20 years ago, you were at an editor's mercy. You were at a producer's mercy to be able to get exposure and visibility. It had to be edited the way they wanted to. It was produced when they wanted to air it. Now we can do it on our own platforms, and we can even go beyond that and communicate and connect with the people who are following us. However, creating content is different from visibility. Content is nurturing our existing audience. It's building that known and trust factor with the people who already follow us. It is not attracting in new leads. It is not lead generation. So I hear so many people say, I've been doing content on social all the time and I'm getting likes and getting comments, but I'm not getting more sales. So the question I ask back is, how are you getting more visibility? Because maybe 6 years ago, you could do a static post on Instagram and write hashtag online business coach and get some business from it. Does not work like that today. So when it comes to visibility, this is getting in front of new leads, landing in front of new people. I always like to speak into leveraging other people's platforms. What it could look like is getting on their Facebook lives in their group, going live on LinkedIn with them. It could be being interviewed on their podcast, getting on a television show, being in a magazine or on a website. Essentially, the crux is somebody out there has a group of your ideal clients hanging out, regardless of what platform it is. So now, who do we figure out? Who's the person that we need to know? How can we come up with a lather, rinse, repeat message that we can use over and over again, because y'all are publicists, you don't want to do this all day like I do. And how do we show up with so much value that the person who has the access to say yes or no to us, that we show up with so much value that they say, yes, we do want to put you in front of our audience. And now, instead of just getting followers, you're actually getting in front of qualified leads. You have that endorsement. So we have to make sure that as much as we're focusing on content, we need to be focusing on visibility and every single week, seeing that follower number grow, seeing that email list grow, and making sure we're not just selling to the same few people over and over again, but expanding our audience.
Oh my goodness. That is a super important distinction. And I cannot tell you how many people get caught, not just in the social media wheel, like you're saying, the content wheel. So visibility is amazing. It's barring other people's platform audiences. I say that a lot too. So absolutely love that. And give an example. You obviously, you're a publicist and visibility strategist, so you do it right. But like your pitch came in my inbox, and I'm used to getting lots of pitches from agencies and people that just are so off topic. I'm like, did they even open my podcast and see? But yours was like, yeah, you made it so easy. You laid it out. You did your research. You showed your personality. So I might be jumping ahead of the game on how to get earned media. Some of our audience members here who are maybe even just starting out, left corporate to consultant, or a lot of them, they're thinking, how do I start? I haven't been in business for long, or maybe publicity is just reserved for people who are uber famous. So can you dispel some of those myths, please?
100%. Let's start there. So whether you are brand new at doing this online coaching thing or this entrepreneurial thing, or you've been doing this for 30 plus years, fantastic. There's a place in visibility for you. If you've been doing this for decades, the like longevity, you know how to go past trends and what really works. You have expert insight as to what really holds over the test of time. And if you're somebody who just graduated fresh out of coaching school, wonderful. The newest modalities, you have a fresh perspective. So no matter where you are on the spectrum, enroll yourself in Making It Right. You're in the perfect place. And what's really interesting to see is a lot of new people think, oh, just like you said, PR is for those people who can hire a fancy publicist. It's way easier than people think. It's just a matter of knowing how. Something I was sharing on a guest training earlier is, pat self on the back, if I may. Something I'm really good at is taking people who've never been on television before and turning them into recurring guest experts. One of my clients who signed up to work with me in 2019 had never been on TV. And now in 2022, she's been on well over 60 segments. And she does this all by herself. She doesn't need a publicist. She doesn't need me. She learned how to do it. So it's not that you have to have so much experience or someone amazing promoting you. You just need to know how. And once you learn how, you can do it over and over again. So there's no big fancy secret. There's no exclusive door. It's not just for people who've been doing this for 10 years. All you need is the insider secret. I'm not sure if I just said this 2 seconds ago, forgive me, but I've been a lot of calls today. And one of the things we were talking about with the recurring television that I mentioned with my client, Pam, if you're in a major city and you have a morning television show in your station, typically that's going to air from 6 to 9 a.m. 5 days a week. That's 15 hours of content. Imagine what it's like being one of the 4 or 5 producers of that show who has to fill 15 hours of stuff every single week. And a segment's only 4 to 7 minutes long. So if you come at them and you're like, hey, I have this great idea for a TV segment. This is what it would look like. This is what the viewers are going to learn by the end. If you can paint that picture for them, do you know how grateful and excited they're going to be to get your pitch? Because you just saved them one segment in the long line of many that they need to come up with. So just reframe that it's actually quite easy to get access to these opportunities and see yourself as, like, not in a cocky way, but you're enhancing and enriching the audience on the other side. So once you see it from that perspective, it's a huge shift in putting yourself out there.
Absolutely. I keep going back to your pitch. And I told you in the pre-show, you pretty much outlined the show notes, the diagram. I could just literally lift what you sent me and make it the show notes. It's just right of the thing. Because you got to think, what's in it for them? Not what's in it for me, what's in it for them? And you hand deliver not just the topic, you make it so easy for them. Of course, they're going to welcome you. So absolutely love it. I love the idea of a morning show. Sometimes even like your local cable access has shows, and those get a lot of exposure too. So love it. And I know you told me in the pitch that you're going to help us uncover secrets that publicists don't even want you to know, which you're about to do that now. I know you have a ladder strategy and the 3 P's or something, or the 3 something, ABC.
You did a great job of remembering that. Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Sure. So why don't we start by walking the listeners through the ladder of publicity? Because for people who are starting to think, okay, I'm enrolled in this visibility and publicity thing. Now, how do I actually do it? Because one of the things that comes up is, oh my goodness, who am I to put myself out there now? So I love walking my clients through the ladder of publicity. This is a way that I really feel builds your confidence as you continue to put yourself out there so you can grow and grow to bigger opportunities. So where I like to start people at the base of the latter is written media. And let me actually even bring that back for one second and consider that everybody likes to consume content differently. So my husband and I, we love to cook together, and there's a Thai red curry recipe that we make every few weeks. Don't know it quite by heart yet. So when we're watching it or when we're making it, I watch it on YouTube. She does the thing. I do it in the kitchen. I pause. I go back to the video and I just keep doing it on repeat. He has seen this video so many times that he's like, I can't stand this lady's voice. Can we please like watch, read the blog post? So again, remember that your ideal client has their preferred way of consuming content. And through this ladder of publicity, we're going to hit each of the three ways. So no matter how they like to learn, you're able to get in front of them. So I mentioned before, starting with written content, and this is at the base of the ladder because it's the one that's, it almost allows your inner perfectionist to win with this one. So this is an opportunity for you to either write content or be interviewed on another platform. And some examples of written content could be getting featured in a newspaper, a magazine, on a website, a guest blog post. Typically, you're, like I said, you're either writing the content or being interviewed. So let's start even putting into practice, how can you start getting access to opportunities like that? Chances are someone who's listening to this show may have a blog. They might be writing a weekly email newsletter. Why not go on Google and type in for us in your area of expertise? For us online business, for us money, for us relationships, for us keto, for us motherhood, whatever it might be. And what you're going to get in the results are a bunch of sites that are looking for contributors to contribute content on that topic. So I always say they may not be the sexiest sites you've ever heard of, but this is a great way to get started from going beyond your platform onto other platforms. And one of the nice things about following this strategy is, number one, you're going to be writing content for a site that specializes in it. That's why they're looking for people like you. So this is a site that probably has qualified leads coming to it. But also, let's think about when a client is like at the stage of considering working with us and they're looking at taking out that credit card to make that investment. You know what they're going to do? They're going to Google you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went for sushi this weekend and I Googled it and that was only $30 investment. So what is it like when somebody is thinking of working with you, they Google your name and not only are you showing up on your own profiles, but now you're showing up on other platforms. Mm-hmm. And this all of a sudden creates this trust for them and it shifts the perception from, oh, this person's just any other coach to, oh, this person's been featured on X, Y, and Z. So it builds that level of trust before they enroll themselves in working with you.
Yeah, that social proof is everything. No, that's absolutely true. I love that. Going back to that thing, let's talk about the Google thing. Do you have to add any hashtag or any quotes or anything? Is there just straight for us?
Typically, I will do quotes right for us, WRITE for us, and then the industry. So okay. Right for us. The people who are listening can't see what's happening. I'm doing air quotes for us in air quotes, and then your industry on the outside, and that'll start bringing up the right sites for you.
Perfect. And I'm sure when you do that, and you've probably done them tons of times, it's just a huge list, right? That you just endless that you wouldn't even know about. If you, I'm going to go try that when I get off this podcast and see what comes up. What, hundreds and dozens? What does it look like?
Yeah. It depends on how many pages you want to go deep. It depends on where you are, because Google's going to geo tag that kind of thing for you. But I'm willing to bet you'll probably be able to go at least 5 pages deep with opportunities. And then, of course, you can evaluate and assess which one could be a good fit for me. And like I said, don't, like, again, maybe if you see a site has 2 Instagram followers, maybe that's not the move. But don't be like so, I'm going to say this lovingly, don't be so snotty that you're only going for Oprah and Forbes. Yes. If you want to go for Oprah and Forbes, they're going to research you before they put you on. If you have nothing, they're not going to pick you. So let's build. Let's be okay with building. And then one day we'll get to that top of the ladder.
Okay. Before we go into audio, I want to ask you about Help a Reporter Out. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I think Harrow is a great resource.
So it's Harrow. I would say Harrow.
For those who are listening who haven't heard of it, this is a website called helpareporter.com. Its nickname is Harrow for Help a Reporter Out. So what you do is you go to helpareporter.com and it'll ask you to sign up for free, either as a source or a journalist. You listening to the show are a source. And what that means is 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening, you will get an email in your inbox from Help a Reporter Out, from journalists who are on a deadline for a story and they need a quote from a credible source to enhance that story. So it might be Forbes.com is talking about the latest marketing trends for 2022. We need a quote from a business, an online business coach on the three trends you must follow in 2022. Like that's the kind of thing that'll get fed to your inbox. It does cover a number of industries, so you do have to do some skimming. But like a really great example to share is one of my clients who works in fitness. She signed up for Haro and PopSugar, which is a huge site for health, fitness, and wellness, specifically for millennials. If I remember correctly, it gets more traffic than Vogue, Refinery29, and CNN combined. So she got the opportunity to be included on Haro. She ended up turning one feature into eight. And then she got in, she obviously built a relationship with the editor up until this point. And they were doing Instagram lives. So they would do have a trainer come on their Instagram account and do a workout. At that point in time, PopSugar was just under a million followers on Instagram when Jennifer was invited to go on. And I know that Jennifer does not have near a million followers on Instagram. So what kind of opportunity is that? We know not all a million people are going to see it, but if 100,000 people see it, if 10,000 people see it, that is huge exposure for Jennifer. One little thing like help a reporter can lead to repeat opportunities. Plus, who knows what else is going to expand from that.
That's a great example. And I think they even have a paid feature for not much more. You can maybe get a little bit more perks from that. So that's something to check out too. So love that. So we've gotten the written. Now let's go to what audio, I'm assuming, is the next
one. You got
it.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to keep building up the ladder. We're going to start building our confidence. And I think I know the first time I got featured in a magazine, this is 2015. I had just gotten let go from my job. And I remember I told my mom, don't freak out. Like I already have a business on the side. My income matches. It's fine. My life's not going to change. But she was like, oh, maybe you should get one more job. Ooh, maybe you should go do your master's. My mom's my biggest cheerleader. But what happened was a magazine in Canada called Optimize. They were doing an issue on fitpreneurs. And at the time, my PR agency worked specifically with health, fitness, and wellness entrepreneurs. So they asked me to be in the magazine. I had a photo shoot with a photographer. It was something like a three or four page spread. And when I showed that to my mom, all of a sudden it was like, okay, maybe you don't need another job. Like there was just that proof that had her have a confidence in me. And for me, when I saw it, I was like, okay, I'm not just some kid playing CEO. Like I legit have a company. So the perception changed. My confidence got bigger. My shoulders were a little higher. So once you've gone through this, now we can move up to the next level, which you mentioned is audio. Mm-hmm. So some examples of audio, it could include being on a podcast just like this. It could be hosting or moderating a room on Clubhouse. If you have a bricks and mortar business, it could also be local radio, which again, may not be the sexiest thing, but if you need foot traffic, that's how you get in front of the people in your city. So I'm pretty confident that anyone listening to this show has had a conversation before. So now we're just doing it in a recorded situation where you get to get practice on your messaging, feel more confident, get clearer, have a conversation, adding value. And this is a great way to bring people into your world. And sometimes I know with podcasts, maybe 80% of the time I'm on camera and I prefer that because I want to see the host's intonation. I want to see if they're about to say something so we don't trip over each other and we have a smooth conversation. But I remember like maybe 20% of those podcasts I'm not on camera. And one day I was just walking around in pajamas, hadn't done anything yet. And it was easy to have the conversation. So it takes a lot of pressure off. And it's again, like I mentioned, having a conversation, something that I'm sure everybody here has done before successfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially like on Zoom, right? Same thing. Absolutely. And I do having the podcast and video because I can repurpose and get those clips and all those things. And that just helps you with all that. So one of the things, podcasts, since the pandemic, they have really grown. Now, I don't know the consistency level of those that launched in the last 2 years. Where would we go to learn more about what podcasts? I know there's directories, all kind of new things have crept up. What's your go-to for those places?
I have a really easy way for people to get started because it can feel overwhelming, like what show should I be featured on? So one strategy that I teach my clients is called Success Leaves Clues. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. I do not believe in copying, but I absolutely believe in drawing inspiration from. So something that I would encourage you to think about as you're listening to this show is who is somebody that is 3 to 5 steps ahead of you in their career that's doing something that you would love to emulate? So, you know, a name that I often think of is one of my good friends, Christina Nicholson. She has a PR agency. We do something very similar, and I'm all about collaboration over competition all day, every day. So I could easily go on Google and I could type in Christina Nicholson podcast. And what it's going to do is give me a list of all the shows that she's been on. And do you know what that tells me? I know that they interview people because Christina's been on the show. I know that they cover visibility because Christina's talked about it. I just have to come at it from a different angle. So now I can just do a little research, make sure that the show is in production still, because sometimes shows die. I can make sure it's still in production. I can make sure that my content is in alignment with the vision of the host for their listeners. And then I can reach out and make the ask. So that's a really easy way to get started. Who's someone who's doing something similar to you, who's 3 to 5 steps ahead? Where are they getting featured? That could be a great place to get started. Just come at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, you're already validated. Absolutely. Okay, so really good. So we got the audio, lives, things like that. Can we do a quick little do's and don'ts for a podcast pitch? Because some of those really need some help, and just a few tweaks can make all the difference of a yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I have something called the 7 pillars of the podcast pitch, 7 pillars of the perfect pitch. I'm going to run through it in my head and reformat it into a do's and don'ts. So one of the things I would say is do start with a quick introduction, a short summary of who you are and not a novel about it. Who are you? Who do you work with? And who do you help? What's the result that they get? That's a sentence or two. No, I went to school here. My dream when I was 4 was this. Like, I see a lot of people start with their novel. And with love, I'm busy. If I don't know you, I'm not that invested, and I'm not just super caring about your life story. So do start with a quick introduction. I would say I have something that I call the power of paragraph 2. This is where you can showcase familiarity. Share that you've listened to the show. What is the intention for the listeners? What are 2 episodes that you enjoyed? And maybe is there something you can comment on about the episode so they know that this is a personal pitch and not just a copy paste? So do showcase familiarity and do drop a compliment. People are happier to do something for someone who says something nice to them. What would I say next in this? Don't have a lot of I's, me's, or my's in your content. We talked about this before hitting record. So when you're writing a pitch, before you hit send, and this is anytime you're emailing asking for something, skim through the left paragraph of that page. How many paragraphs begin with I, me, or my? And if you're seeing a lot of that, guess what? This whole pitch is about you and it's not for the person on the other side, and they're going to feel that energy. So how can you say the same thing, but reposition it so that it's from a position of giving and creating value rather than how can I make this all about me and what can I get from this? And this is my expertise. In the beginning, where you're creating that introduction, you can have a quickie of it, but don't make it all about you the whole way. Do highlight where you're going to give value. Do highlight what are the takeaways for the audience going to be at the end of it. Can you summarize at the end of this episode? Your listeners will be able to A, B, and C. So now this host is seeing the vision of this is what the shape of an episode could look like. If I can even wrap up by saying one thing, because I don't want to overwhelm everyone with all the do's and don'ts. I go fast. Everyone already has to hit pause and rewind on this. One thing that you complimented me putting the essential show together for you and hand delivering it. Visibility is all about being 2 things that my mom always asked me never to be: fast and easy. If you can be the easiest person to work with, if you can hand deliver everything in a package to somebody, they're going to want to work with you because you made their lives easier. Okay. If you can respond quickly, if you can be timely, it's not about being the best. Like even with those here Harrow queries we were talking about just now, I had a client. Oh, she's actually a podcast host. Sorry. She's not a client. She's a podcast host. She's been doing this for a while. And she's, you know what? I actually used to spend 2 days or so thinking about what the best response would be. And now I know as soon as it comes in my inbox, respond right away, because they're not sifting through 100 responses mm-hmm. to get the best one. As soon as something good comes in, they're done. So yeah. Fast and easy. Those are 2 things you want to do to be able, or 2 ways you want to be to get visibility.
Yeah, no. And just make life easier for someone else. And they're more inclined. Everyone's busy. So yep, nailed that. I absolutely love that. And you're more than likely you don't even have to spend that much time listening to their shows, just a little rundown, knowing that it's not a pitch, a canned pitch. That's super important. From a podcast standpoint, for sure.
If I can share one more tip,
sure.
Always listen to the show first. For me, a lot of the time, it's honestly when I get a yes, I make a point of listening to the show because I do a lot of podcast pitching and I can't listen to 40 podcasts a month. But I will never forget when I learned this lesson real hard. So let me make a mistake so that you don't have to. I didn't listen to the show before going on. And when the host came on, they had an Australian accent. And I was visibly like, oh, but screams, I've never listened to your show more than not knowing what your voice sounds like. Listen to the show first.
Yeah, no, great tip. And you just you can learn a lot like in the first few minutes. That really sets the tone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So the top of the ladder, you've made it. Your face, your beautiful face is on TV. So let's talk about how we get there.
Yes. And thank you for bringing me back on track because I was off the ladder, but you pulled me right back in. So I appreciate that. So let's close the circle and come to the top of the ladder. And just like you mentioned, this is about being seen. This is visual media. So years ago, this was television. The broadcast media was the only way. And I was saying before we hit record on this, years ago, I was like, I don't even have cable anymore. Is my career still relevant? But we have so many ways we can be seen. Beyond television, we also have speaking on live or virtual stages. We could be going live in somebody else's Facebook group. We could go live on someone else's Instagram account. We could be doing a guest training inside of somebody else's mastermind group, which is a great way to close high ticket clients. A lot of the time someone in the group becomes my client and then the host themselves of the group is like, you know what? I like that teaching. How do you work with people? So there are so many different ways that we can. This is at the top of the ladder because this is what's going to create that know and trust factor. This is where people get to get a sense of your energy and figure out, do I vibe with that person? What I want to work with them? They just get to connect with you a lot quicker. And the great news is as much as there are so many other people doing the same thing as us, like even when I think about Christina Nicholson, the person on podcast who I mentioned before, who's a good friend of mine, like she is all pizza, burgers and fries and super chill, like does her makeup sometimes, loves glamming up at other times. And people are going to resonate with that. I am all like, love super fancy luxury, would always hair makeup. Some people are going to be like, oh my God, she's too much for me. Some people are going to be like, I'm totally into her. So it's totally okay to be yourself. That's actually going to be celebrated and people will connect to that quicker in a visual medium and the right people will be attracted to you. And honestly, at the end of the day, how much do we love working with the right people for us? So we do want to magnetize those right people and lovingly repel the people who aren't intended for us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And TV does that. That's why video in general. Okay. So what if someone's dream is one day getting on that Today Show or Good Morning America? I know you're saying you have to build up and you're saying there's less like a TV, there's less TV. We don't watch as much. What are some of the strategies to finally get those top shows or those top mentions on TV?
Yeah. Number one, if you want to do like a Good Morning America or one of those huge shows, I do know a number of people who got plucked out of nowhere and went on live TV on the biggest shows for their first opportunity. That's 2% of people. So make peace with, I think I'm maybe scarred from working in an agency and having worked with really demanding people who are like, what's that little TV show? I don't want to be on it. You're going to have to work up. No one's putting someone on national TV that's live that's never been on before. So start off with a local TV show. Maybe it's even volunteer run. It may not be that sexy, but start building that reel, that media reel that you can share with producers so they know how you perform on camera. And again, this is a good opportunity to develop that. Okay, how do I like to develop my message? What colors look best on me on television? You don't want the first time you get huge exposure to be like a flop. So practice. Think about it as practice on smaller. Also, I would recommend think about, okay, what is that number one place I want to get featured? Is it Good Morning America? Is it the Today Show, whatever it is? Okay, great. Who's a producer you need to know? Look them up on LinkedIn. See if they have open social media accounts that you can follow. Start building familiarity with them. So by the time you show up in their inbox, you've shared some things, you've tagged them in things, you've connected them to a source on something else so that you're not a completely cold lead. So it's nice when someone comes to me with laser focus of, Lisa, I would love to be featured here, because then we can reverse engineer. Okay, who do we need to know? How do we start building a relationship? And one of the things I'll completely share is I'm not using people, but I'm intentional in the relationships that I create. I remember when I worked for a fitness company from 2009 to 2013, and that was the funnest job I have ever had. 10 kids making $4 million a year. It was so fun. And my CEO was very laser focused that she wanted to be on a TV show called City Line. She wanted to be in the Globe and Mail. And so what I did is I found out who's the fitness writer for the Globe and Mail, who was the producer of City Line. And I got to know them. I followed them on Twitter because this was 2009. Instagram didn't exist. But one of them talked about their cats. I talked about my cats. Like, we developed that relationship. And by the time I was like, hey, by the way, I know you work at this show. I have a boss who does would this be a good idea for a segment? I was able to get her featured on both platforms. And what's really cool is the producer from CityLine back from 2009, she was at my wedding in 2021. So how cool is it that you can be strategic and intentional with those relationships, but really use them in a genuine way that develops legit friendships? Like, how fun is it that, you know, when I'm trying to book a TV or a client for a segment, I'm not necessarily writing a "Dear Janina" formal email. Like, I can just WhatsApp them and be like, "Hey, do you got any space? I have this idea. Does it work? Cool. What do you want to change? Great."
Yeah. No, because you start now and build those relationships and just keep getting stronger. Just like building your personal brand. You don't start out at the gate at this level. You start. And that's the thing people have to realize. Building a personal brand, your visibility, publicity, you have to start small and you have to develop and get practice. So these are all very tied into to what I do. So I absolutely love this. So now that we've gotten the three-step ladder, you do have something that is really cool, the ABC. So can you share that with us before we close out today?
Yeah, and I would actually even play this episode again and listen to the ABCs one more time before you move into the ladder, because this is all about intentionality. Something that I've seen a number of times is, let's say, okay, so I've shared, I worked in the fitness industry for a number of years. And so by virtue of that, I work with a number of trainers, studio owners, gym owners, et cetera. And what would come up for me the most is I would have these competitors and studio owners say to me, "Lisa, I want to be featured in Oxygen. I want to be in Muscle and Fitness Hers. I want to be in Bodybuilding Magazine." And I work with women who are going to the gym for the first time. I was like, cool, they're not reading those. So this is where like intention and having that mindfulness comes in when you're coming up with your strategy. So let me dial it back, give you examples of that so we can play around with it. So what I call the ABCs of visibility are understanding your intention of being seen. So are you looking to build A, which stands for awareness? This is making sure that your ideal client knows that you actually exist. So we need to think, where is this ideal client paying attention? In the example of the fitness trainer that I was just mentioning, if they're looking to work with women who are going to the gym for the first time, Oxygen, Bodybuilding, Strong Fitness Magazine, not the right place. Maybe something softer like Pop Sugar, Cosmo, Self, something that's a magazine that's more lifestyle and not entirely wholly fitness. That's probably where your ideal client is hanging out. And again, we can always ask our ideal clients, "Hey, when you're looking for information on my topic, where do you turn to for it? What do you search on Google?" That'll give you some good information on places to look for as well. So A stands for awareness, getting in front of that ideal client so that they know that they exist. People can't hire us if we're the best kept secret. Mm-hmm. B stands for buzz. This typically is, let's say you're about to release a book, you're about to launch a course or a program. We know that people don't just hear something once and then take action. They need to hear about it over and over again. So let's say you have a book coming out. Are you doing a podcast tour for 1 or 2 months before where you're hitting 5 interviews a week? It'll be a little time consuming. A person who listens to one podcast is on average listening to 8. So what's it like for that person who hears your name over and over again? They're like, "I'm hearing about Michelle everywhere. What do I need to know about her already?" And that can help them come to a buying decision closer to what you're offering. So B stands for buzz, making sure you're hitting people over the head over and over again with your launch. I often think about it like when a movie's coming. My husband and I went to go see The Batman a few weeks ago. Loved it. I'm not a huge movie person, but when movies come out, like Zoe Kravitz is in this relationship, Rob Pattinson broke up with this person, they're on Entertainment Tonight, the Hollywood, Access Hollywood podcast, like it's all over the place until you finally see it. So A is awareness, B is for buzz. C stands for credibility. Now, credibility comes in when your business is probably already doing well. It's not like you're hurting for your next client, but you really want to establish your thought leadership. You want to build expert status. You want to create authority. You want to be in this, you want your name to be said in the same sentences as the people whose programs you've bought, whose conferences you've attended. So for someone in fitness, this is where getting featured in Oxygen, Fitness, Strong, that could make sense for them, because when someone comes to their website, regardless of if they're not reading it, they can see those as seen on logos. And they're like, "Oh, this person's no joke. They've been featured there." So it's not necessarily the thing that's going to turn money around tomorrow, or sales around is a better way to put it, but it's a thing that's going to help people know who you are, because like you have those credibility builders, you have that endorsement from those like high ticket publications. So typically people are looking for awareness, buzz, or credibility. And it's really important to know which one before you start pursuing publicity. Because again, if you're looking to get that person person who's never been to the gym before and you get the Strong Fitness magazine, there's an discongruency there. That's not a word. Incongruency. There we go. Disconnect and incongruency were what I was blending.
Yeah, no, I like that. So just to set the record straight, they should go back to ABCs, get the ABC. We jumped ahead. So ABCs first is your primer, your strategy, really. And the how-to is the ladder. So that nails it. Gosh, this episode, you have been so generous. I know you have a whole coaching program or whatever you work with your clients, but you've given the basics here to just get started. If you want to just be a self-starter, DIY, everything. I know there's some missing things, but is there anything else that they should know?
I think one of the things that if I can even use that as an example is when you're pitching yourself for visibility, when you come from the intention of how can I create value, everything shifts. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't come on this episode today to be like, so this is the name of my 6-month program and how you can work with me, blah, 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 blah. Everyone who leaves this episode, my hope is richer than they came. Everyone who leaves this episode has one thing that they can put into practice that's going to help them get more eyes on their business, regardless of if you download my lead magnet or ever work with me. So when you're pitching yourself, think about how could I deliver so much value that someone's like, I got that for free in 30 minutes. What is possible if I work with this person in a bigger capacity? What's something they can do in less than 10 minutes and be successful with? Because that's going to create positive associations and momentum. So I gave the right for us tip.
Yes.
Anyone could do that while listening to the show. And all of a sudden you've found something that you didn't know existed before. And you can put that into practice. We talked about help a reporter out. So drop those little less than 10 minute wins.
And those are something you can constantly be on the lookout for. And keep that pipeline growing. That's how you get up the ladder. You don't just do one, I made it. You're constantly growing. And they all feed off each other too. When someone sees you being validated in this publication or there, it all just keeps momentum going. Yeah. So you talk about over the top value. And that is an example of what we want to be doing to get more publicity and visibility. So before we find out amazing ways to find you, I always ask my amazing guests, what is like a mantra or saying that you would love to inspire us with or something that's inspired you in your career or to build your brand, your publicity and visibility?
So I think one thing that I would say is don't let this just be a bunch of great notes. Don't let this be inspiration. Let it create transformation. I know that I kind of fire hose with you can do this and this and this, but take one thing from this episode and say, this is the thing I'm going to put into practice and just focus on that one. So my takeaway would be, don't just let this be inspiration. Let it create transformation.
For so many different things. Love that. Yeah. We can be constant consumers, but we must start creating with that one idea, that one thing.
Exactly.
Clarity breeds action. And you've given us so much clarity today. Thank you so much, Lisa. Okay. So where do we find you? Where do we connect with you? Follow you? All the things.
You're so gracious and generous as to share that I had a good podcast pitch, if I may say so myself. Yes. So if anybody wants to know, what does a good podcast pitch look like? How do I write this? You can see it. You're invited to go to www.theperfectpodcastpitch.com. You can download and see literally what the template I use looks like word for word. Not the template. You can actually see a pitch that I've used word for word, and there's a fill in the blank template that goes along with it. So now you can just take out what I use and pop in what you use. So that's a great way to get a sense of how I formulate a pitch and then just draw inspiration from it and create your own version. So again, that's at www.theperfectpodcastpitch.com.
Oh, so good. And what a great domain name to have found too. I love it. Okay. So I'm going to go sign up for that, even though I got yours, but it's just something good to have. So when I go do the write, and it probably would work for writing too. Not just podcasting, really works.
You can use it for television and just make a few little tweaks. But yeah, we just tooled this one specifically for podcasts.
Absolutely. Okay. So anywhere in social, we can go find you.
If you want to come hang out with me, I'm working on being a little more present on Instagram. So I'm on there at Lisa Simone Richards.
Okay. And I'm trying to get her, and I think she's going to start coming on LinkedIn soon. So
I'm going to be a little more on LinkedIn. You're told I'm already there, but I'm going to take it a little more seriously. Yeah. So you're welcome to come hang with me there. Again, Lisa Simone Richards, pretty easy to go across the board with that one.
No, I love that. Great branding. I think that's your website name too, right?
So the funny story is no one calls me Lisa Simone in real life. I'm just Lisa. And when I was younger, I didn't like the name Simone. I told my parents, I'm like, you guys were lazy. It's Simon with an E on the end. So when I built my business, my mom's like, oh, Lisa Simone Richards all over the place now. And I was like, If you look up Lisa Richards, there are a lot of them. But if you look up Lisa Simone Richards, there's only one. And actually now the name is completely grown on me. If someone, if I'm in an event and they give me a tag that says Lisa Richards, I'm like,
who is that? Yeah, I just actually put the B back in my name on LinkedIn because there's so many Michelle Griffins and my domain is Michelle B. Griffin, one of them. And so, yeah, you got to have that distinguishing something. That way it's, there's just too many names out there that sound alike. So I love it. Lisa, I cannot thank you enough for showing up and just dropping so much value and just really helping, because I haven't covered this topic enough. And actually, I do want to probably explore it more because, like you said in the beginning, we can't rely too much on that hamster wheel of content. Visibility and publicity are really going to help us stand out and get in front of new audiences, right? And grow our brands and grow our businesses. So thank you so much for being here today. It has been such a learning experience.
It's been so fun to have this conversation. Like we said before, I'm just going to hammer it home one more time. What's that one thing you're going to take from this and actually put into practice, whether it's signing up for Haro, doing that Right for Us search, and getting more eyes in front of, getting more of the right eyes really in front of your.
There you go, everybody. So until next week, before I close out, I want to reiterate what Lisa just said. What are you going to do? One thing to take action. Will it be to do the Google search or are you going Haro? Take action on one of these two amazing tips that she shared with us. Because as you, my mantra is put yourself out there, which Lisa has dropped a bunch of times and gave us exactly how. There you go, everybody. Until next week, please keep putting yourself out there. You have a message to share and people to impact and a business to grow. So until next time, I'll catch you later. Bye, everyone.
Thanks so much for tuning in. You know, we need more impactful professionals, entrepreneurs, and leaders just like you getting out there sharing your expertise. So if you'd like to know more about how I can help you or your team grow your professional personal brand, please check out yourbrandyourbusiness.com. And until next time, you have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. Now go put yourself out there and watch the business of you grow.